These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou givest thou me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. God is good, and all the time. Psalm 100, verse 5, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. All generations. As long as there is God, there will be truth, because truth ultimately is God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 6, the Holy Ghost is truth. Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, God is truth. He or she who lives truthfully is a member of the family of God. And at the risk of being not very political, you cannot live truthfully unless you live in accordance with thus saith the Lord. You may live decently, but to live truthfully, you must live in accordance with the principles of God's word. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Thank you very much for coming to God's house to worship him. We thank him for freedom of worship that still exists in this country. And the operative word is still, because one day it will cease. According to Bible prophecy, we will not be able to do this. Do you understand me? This is a privilege to be enjoyed while we have it. It will come to an end according to Bible prophecy. Those of you who are not Seventh-day Adventists, may I see your hands? You are not. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? God bless you. Anybody else? God bless you. Anybody else? You are not a Seventh-day. Let me offer a special prayer for you. Father in heaven, we have guests among us, and we're always delighted to have them. In the name of Jesus Christ, who died for them, bless them, Father, in unexpected ways. Bless them lavishly, dear God. Bless them specifically, Father, to such a degree that your goodness to them will soften their hearts towards you. Put a double blessing on their children, I pray. And Father, I extend this blessing to all those online. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Let God's people say, amen and amen. Our subject for today, what about me? Or what about you? You can pick the one that fits based upon where I am in the sermon. What about me? Or what about you? While I'm speaking, pray for me and say, Lord, put your words in that man's mouth. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. And I want to speak God's words, because my words cannot save you. Isaiah 1:18, come now, let us do what? Reason together, saith the Lord. Think. Let us pray. Dear God, I've come to ask for what I don't deserve. That's mercy. I've come, dear God, because you're the only one who can help. I have come because the blood of your Son alone can cleanse my sins. If I have offended you, dear God, forgive me, please, and do it quickly, Father. Now I commit myself to you, dear God, for the presentation of this message. Possess me, dear God, my mind, my memory, my mouth, my whole physical apparatus. Let every word I speak be from you. Let me seek no glory, but seek to direct the glory to you. Bless all those listening in this building and online. Put a double blessing on our visitors, dear God. And at the end of this message, let us know we've heard from you, not from me. Be merciful to those in Myanmar and Thailand, dear God, who are suffering from that catastrophic earthquake. Many, many buried. Ah, Father, bring them out. Deliver them quickly, dear God, I pray. And as these disasters strike, let us remember we're living in the last days and to live our lives accordingly. Thank you for the honor of speaking for you. Use me now, I pray. In Jesus' name, let God's people say, amen and amen. Go with me to Matthew chapter 7. We shall read verse 11. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. If you have that version, you may read with me. Matthew 7, reading verse 11. I want you to read microscopically. I have some questions for you. When you found it and you're ready, say amen. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Now, let's read that again. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven? Now, we have two principles in that verse. Two persons. Who are the two persons? If you, referring to whom? Referring to whom? Read the verse microscopically. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, you is whom? Parents. Read microscopically, think. If you, evil parents, what is an evil person, parent or not? Someone who possesses what kind of nature? The fallen nature, whose mind is described in the Bible as the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. The heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. This is the mind, and Jesus said, if you with that kind of mind, you love your children so much that your love for them fights its way through your corrupt mind and identifies good gifts. How much more shall your Father? Now, how does Jesus describe the parents? Evil. How does he describe God? Is that in the verse? Look at the verse. How is God described in the verse? Is that in the verse? Where? It says, Father in heaven. How are the parents described? Evil. How is God described? How is the character of the parents described? How is the character of God described? In the verse. Is that what the verse says? Well, the verse doesn't say it, but is that what the verse means? Yes. The verse tells us about God's character by telling us about the opposite. Are you with me? And the opposite is evil parents. Now, is God a parent, yes or no? Yes, we are his children. Now, if ye being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven, who is good? It's not written, but you and I, based on reasoning, must fill in, come on, the blanks. He's good. Now, if a good God who has never sinned who is absolutely perfect, how much more will he give you what is good for you if you ask? Now let's put it in the context of our title. If your sinful parents know what's good for you, what about me? What about me, says God? Are you with me? If sinful fathers and mothers know how to provide for their children, what about me? And I am sinless. Can I know how to provide for you with all these government cuts? Or do you trust Social Security more than you trust me? Notice the expression, how much more? God doesn't nickel and dime when he blesses. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask? So God is saying, what about me? I can take care of you. Let's stay in Matthew with one chapter earlier, Matthew 6. We'll read from verse 25. What's our subject? What about me? What about you? Depending on where I am in the message. Do you have it? What chapter? What verse? Read with me. Therefore, what? I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Now, what do you understand by take no thought? Is God telling us don't think? What is he telling us not to? Don't worry. Now, we are in a worrying phase in this country. We are in a worrying phase in this world. Greenland is in a worrying phase. Are you with me? And Canada. We may have 52 states before you blink. We are in a worrying world. Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Next verse. Behold the fowls of the air. They sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Finish the verse. Are ye not much better than they? Now in Matthew 7:11, Jesus says, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things? Now Jesus says, are ye not much more or much better than they? Now we have the two principles. We have the birds and we have you. Behold the fowls of the air. They sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. What about you? If I feed birds, not made in my image, if I feed birds for whom Jesus Christ did not shed his blood, what's our subject? What about you? I'll feed you. But without faith, come on, it's impossible to please God. And so in Matthew 7:11, Jesus says, God is saying, what about me? Your evil parents know how to give. What about me, your sinless heavenly Father? I know what's best for you. Listen to my words. I know what's best for you. You don't. You do not. The Bible says we don't know how to pray. If we could see the end from the beginning, we would change many prayers. Are you with me? Especially relationship prayers. We would change them. And so Matthew 7:11, God says, what about me? I know how to provide. Matthew 6:25, Jesus says, 6:26, you have more value, better than birds. What about you? I'll take care of you. Let's go to Mark 5, the shortest gospel. He was not one of the 12 disciples. What book did I say? What chapter? We read from verse 1. And may the God of heaven and earth continue to possess my mind and my mouth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Read with me. And they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately they met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwellings where? Among the tombs. Neither can any man, what? Bind him, nor not with chains. No man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and the chains had been plucked asunder, the fetters plucked asunder, the chains broken in pieces, and neither could any man chain. This man was wild, suffering, possessed. By the way, that's the condition Satan would like to have all of us in, but God is merciful. Can you say amen for God? If God removes his restraining hand off the devil, And always night and day, verse 5, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Self-destruction. That's the devil's aim for you and me, self-destruction under his direction. Verse 6, but when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God, finish the verse, that thou torment me not. Now, question for you. Did the man, the demon really, ask a favor of Jesus? Your yes was weak. Did he make a request of Jesus? What was the request? Don't torment me. Don't hurt me. Don't you feel encouraged that demons have to beg your Savior, don't hurt me? Your Savior intimidates the devil. You don't, but your Savior does. Are you with me? Say amen for Jesus. Torment me not. He made a request. He asked a favor. Clearly from the context, Jesus granted him that favor, did not torment him. We go on. Verse 10. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Is that a request he makes to Jesus? I've told you before, always speak with confidence even when you're wrong. Now, did the demon make a second request of Christ? Yes. What did he say? Don't send us away out of the country. Did Jesus grant that request? Yes. Let's go to 12. Read with me. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into sign that we may enter into them. Read verse 13. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. Stop. Did they make a third request of Jesus? Did he grant it? How many requests did they make? One, do not torment me. Two, don't send us out of the country. Three, send us into the pigs. Request one, Jesus said yes. Request two, Jesus said yes. Request three, Jesus said yes. Jesus answered the request of demons. What's our subject? What about me? I have requests. I'm not a demon. I worship God. I study his word. I'm not saying he's obligated to me, but he has told us, come now, let us do what? Reason together. He told me, I am of more value than birds. He told me, he's able to provide for me more than my earthly parents. If God will grant favors to demons, what's our subject? What about me? I need some favors. I've got three children. I lost my job. What about me? I'm looking down the barrel of a divorce, and I don't want to lose my wife or husband. What about me? You granted the request of demon. What about me? You told me, let's reason together. I'm reasoning. Demon says, do this. Jesus said, okay. Do that. Jesus said, okay. Do that. Jesus said, okay. Three. I don't know how significant it is, but three is the divine number. Now here I come. Well, here come you. I'm your child, dear God. I never said I'm perfect. I'm your child. I acknowledge you. You granted them. What about me? My needs are greater than them. Hell was prepared for them. Your kingdom is prepared for me. What about me? Jesus told me when I pray, say, Our Father. The demons can't say that. What about me? But go to Job chapter 1. Job 1. God is good. And all the time. Do you love God? All right. I believe you. What book did I say? What chapter? Let's read from verse 6. When you found it, say amen. Read with me. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Mm-hmm. The devil likes to frequent the gathering of God's people. Because not everyone in church is God's people. People who said, crucify him, were church people. The one who betrayed him was a church person. Are you following me? Those who persecuted the disciples were church people. And Satan came also among them. Verse 7, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? God is bragging about Job to Satan. Question for you, can God brag to Satan about you? Don't answer me. Or me. I'm not answering out loud. Verse 9. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made, read with me now, a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Satan could not get to Job. He was so faithful to God and so close to God. There's one thing the devil hates, that is the presence of God. Are you with me? Let me say it again. Satan hates the presence of God. When you frequent the presence of God, you create a problem for the devil. And so Jesus says, abide in me. Not near me, abide in me. Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Now, keep reading, but put forth thy hand now. Come on, read with me. And touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. Next verse says what? And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thine hand, only upon himself, but not forth thy. Wait a minute, God said, he's in your hands. So when we read, put forth thy hand now and touch all that he hath, what Satan is really saying, let me get to him. So God grants the request. You're not listening. Now, we're not talking about demons now. We're talking about Satan. Are you following me? The chairman of the demonic board. We're talking about Satan. And Satan says, God, I have a request. Let me get to this man. And God said, okay. Nobody's listening. Who is God's enemy? Satan. Satan is God's enemy to the nth degree. This enemy says, grant me this favor. And God said, yes. Not for Satan's benefit, for God's glory, but he still said, yes. Now, what's our subject? What about me? I've been praying for 5 years for this or that. What about me? Father, look at me. You granted favors to demons in Mark 5. 3 consecutive favors. Long before that, Satan made a request. You said yes. Let's go to Job chapter 2. All right. Job 2, we read from verse 1. Job 2, read from verse 1. What does the Bible say? Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, what? Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Now finish the verse. And still he does what? He what? Holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without a cause. By the way, God does not destroy unless there's a cause. You didn't get that. God could not destroy Job. God said, I have no cause. But you want me to destroy him, and I have no cause. You and I must so live. We give God no cause to destroy us. Are you following me? It is we who give God the causes. By persistent disobedience. Now read verse 4 nice and loud and microscopically. What does that say? And Satan answered the Lord and said, what? Skin for skin, all that a man hath will he give for his life. Keep reading, but do what? Read that again, but what? Put forth now thy hand and touch his, yes, and his, and he will curse thee, yes, touch his bones and his flesh. Our greatest need is survival. You touch that. Now, and the Lord said unto Satan, what? Behold, what? He's in thy hand. Finish it, but save his life. Now, did Satan make a request? What was his request? Let me touch him. Not his shop. Him. What did God say? Behold, he's in thy hand, but save his life. It's twice. Chapter 1. Satan said, I have a request. God said, okay. Chapter 2, Satan said, I want to do this. God said, go ahead. And our subject is, how can a demon and a devil so quickly have a request granted? And I am a child of God. Am I charging God with unfair behavior? Oh, no. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. I'm simply saying, based on the reasoning of Jesus Christ, if he then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Well, let's extend that reasoning. If God can give requests and grant requests to demons that make specific requests of him, how much more will God give requests to us? Or answer our requests. And so we must go to God with boldness but humility. And say, Father, what shall we say? Come on, what shall we say? What's our subject? What about me? I've been suffering with rheumatoid arthritis for 20 years. Can hardly walk. What about me? Demons have freedom to go all over the world. They have no arthritis. What about me? I need some favors granted. I have a friend who's very sick. There are people in Thailand, Myanmar, under tons and tons of rubble. We, God, as a church, have a request. Deliver some of them, Father. That's our request, that we're not demons. My son ran off with friends that are no good, got into drugs, now he's in prison. I want his life turned around, Father. That's my request. Father, let me remind you that Jesus granted request 1, request 2, request 3. Please, God, allow me to say, what about me? I don't claim to be good, Father, but I claim to love you. I claim to love you to the best of my human ability. Please, God, if you can do that for demons, with respect to granting requests, remember me. Little me in my little corner, but still your child. What about me? And you said, if evil parents can give good gifts, What about you? Well, Father, combine the two. What about you? Yes, you can bless. What about me? Yes, I need your blessing. God looks down on us and he wants us to come to him with a boldness that is filled with humility and say, Father, if you can do that for them, surely you can do that for me. That's not to say God is obligated. It is simply to say, you said, let us reason together. That's what you said. I'm reasoning. Out of my desperation, I'm reasoning, Father. Grant me this favor. Grant me this request. But beyond a request for money, saving a relationship, whatever else, Father, I want victory over sin. Can you say amen? That's my numero uno. That's my request. I have a weakness. I want victory, dear God. Grant me that request. God, even more quickly than you granted requests to demons. How many of you will say, Father, I'm your child. I have a burden. I place it before you. Answer me. Can I see your hand? Answer me. Stand up with me. What about me? And God looks at us and says, I take care of birds. What about you? God looks at us, reminds us, evil parents know how to do what's right for their children. What about me? I'm a good parent. I'll take care of you. I granted a request to demons. You may be assured if I can do that for them, I'll do much more for you. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your word. If I spoke badly, forgive me. If I was too hard on your children, forgive me, dear God. But Father, remind us on the basis of your word that cannot fail. We come to you and we say, what about us, your children? Spiritually, Father, we're not the Egyptians, we're the Israelites. You sent plagues on the Egyptians to deliver the Israelites, Father. Now, God, we ask you to look into our lives. Look at what we've been praying for. We've been agonizing. Look at what has been causing us headache, heartache, and sorrow. And our request to you, Father, deliver us from these burdens. As we say to you with respect, what about me? Dear God, watch over us. Answer our prayers according to your will. Do all you can to keep us in your bosom, dear Father, with the force of love. And answer that person's prayer standing in your presence. Answer that father's prayer, that mother's prayer, that husband's, wife's prayer, that child's prayer. And hasten the day, Father, when you will come and restore this world to its original perfection, and there will be no demons, no devils, no sickness, no more prayer requests, because we shall speak with you face to face. Bless us. In Jesus' name I pray, that all God's people say, amen and amen. Don't sit. What will you take from the message? Tell us quickly. Raise your hand and tell us. What will you take from the message? Raise a hand. Yes. God does not destroy without cause, and it is we who give God the cause. In that sense, we practice self-destruction. Yes. We serve a good father. I don't mean the one who lives in your house, the one who lives upstairs. God bless the one in the house, but we serve a good father. And where is he? Our Father in heaven. Somebody else. Yes. No matter what's going on in the world, remember those words, Father, what about me? All these cuts in jobs, what about me and mine? Somebody, yes. You answer the request of demons. What about me, dear God? And I'm no demon. Yes. No request is too big or too small for God. Take it to him. Remember what he said to Abraham in Genesis 18:14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? What's the answer? No. Did I see a hand? Yes, Debbie. It is God who says, come to me and tell me what about me. Come and tell me that. Yes. You come with humble boldness. Yes. You don't crawl to your earthly father. Why are you crawling to me? Yes. Oh, yes. It's a habit he has. He can't break it. God is good. Even when he's whipping us, he is good. Yes, sister. God is truth. Say it again. God is truth. And for a man or a woman to live truthfully, that person must live by God's handbook for an upright life. Yes, in the back. We serve a God who answers prayers. Yes, or grants requests. Anybody else? Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Let all God's people say, amen and amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. Free listing of this message and over 7,000 other presentations by more than 100 speakers on 50 different topics is now available on our American Christian Ministries mobile app for Android and Apple devices, and on our secure website, or call 800-233-4450. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help to prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.